So we'll be hearing that last set, eh? Gotta run, Manny. Run, Manuela, run. That's Toto. For that, kind of mystical. We're moving in stereo. Cars. The cars in there, yeah. Sun is still shining. It is. Hopefully it'll make way for rain later tonight. Let's hope so. The Moody Blues. And starting us out is the Alan Parsons Project. With What Goes Up Must Come Down. Old School Vinyl. Old Professor Mark Simonson here. Hi. On a Tuesday. Take a look at our Warney Weekly Update here. You know, here we hear it, Warney would love to hear from him. You know, we do these top-of-the-hour news updates. And if you have a campus event or an announcement or a newsworthy topic you'd like to share on the airwaves, I got mine to read it. Please submit it for consideration, a short write-up, 50 words or 150 or so, containing all those essential points. Journalist students, you know those, the who, what, when, where, why, and how. Mm-hmm. Send it to WarneyFN.org. We're getting close to finals, no doubt about that. And with that comes stress. So why don't you take a little time away from that today by joining the Exercise Science Club tomorrow afternoon at 3 in the Chase Gym Room 103, as you'll have a chance to make stress balls out of balloons and Play-Doh, right? The Anthropology Club will be hosting Guessology tomorrow, 6 p.m. in Physical Science Room 246. Step into the past. With artifacts and images from around the world. Guess their history, test your knowledge, and uncover amazing cultural stories. And the Artist Guild at SUNY Oneonta is holding a creative writing general meeting tomorrow. That's at 6:30 and fits out 2 and 6. It'll give you time to collaborate, critique, or simply have space to work on your art of writing. Cross those I's and dot those T's, as I always say. Wait a minute. Well, we're hoping for some rain here. The National Weather Service is saying, well, today and tomorrow you can expect sunny skies. Temperatures in the 50s, overnight lows near 40. Tomorrow night the much-needed rain arrives. And we'll see showers on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Cooler, though. Get a jacket. Highs only in the low 40s. 30s for nighttime lows. Maybe even a little bit of snow on those overnights. Oh, there you have it. We're going to get back to our old school vinyl with the old professor. A little later on this hour, we'll get back to our theme of water and more history about SUNY Oneonta. We'll get back 75 years ago this time. Yeah, let's see what happens. You keep it locked. You're with 90.9 WONY.
looking bored. We came down here to party. That's what we're going to do. Move the night away. Woo, woo, woo. Move the night away.
FM. WONY. It's old school vinyl with the old professor. 20 minutes past 11, and a good morning to you. Glad to have you alongside. I'm the professor. Playing the old songs. We heard Average White Band in there. But we're grooving the night away. Carole King was before that with Corazon. The Question of the Ages. Why? Band by the name of Ace from 1975 and from 1976. I'll give you money. That was Peter Frampton from the live album. Frampton Comes Alive. Every old vinyl collector probably has it in their collection someplace. If not, they should. We've got some really good stuff coming up during the day today. Over 45 minutes from now. Scope Out with Soph. Prime Real Estate Day today. My goodness, we're back to back, back to back, to back to back to back. Stephanie's episodic episodes. We've got The Rage. We've got Al Gore Rhythms. That's at 4. Lucas's Lit Tunes by DJ Lucas. Anjali's Echo Chamber at 8. And then at 10, Become a Mix Fit. I'm one. It's Manny in the Mix. All coming later today. So stay with us. You know, Oneonta, actually, no, this whole region, we need your help on two fronts these days. We're in a drought. Worth repeating. I said this last hour, too. We're in some danger for wildfires, although not as bad in some areas, like in the, you know, you hear the one in the New York, New Jersey border, the Hudson Valley, out in the west. Nevertheless, yeah, misguided spark, we could be in some big trouble. The Smokey Bear would not be happy. So be careful with any kind of flame outdoors. The city of Oneonta is under a water service emergency declaration, so our reservoir's way down. But you can conserve water, so can I, because it's important, because we hopefully won't have to use any of it to fight these careless fires. I got some ideas for you. Don't let the water run when brushing your teeth or shaving. Maybe a minute or two less in the shower. Make sure your dishwasher and washing machine is doing a full load. And if you notice a faucet leaking, tell your landlord, your building supervisor, maybe even your RA. They can pass the word along to you. And, you know, we want to stay safe from fires, but we can still stay plenty hydrated. You and I can help make that happen. Let's do it. Careful with that little flame. And conserve water and, oh, yeah, hope for some rain. Perfect segue. Next set coming up here on Old School Vinyl. We're going to have another water theme. It's kind of a two for Tuesday. You heard Average White Band before. You'll hear them again just shortly. But you stay with us. Old School Vinyl. With the Old Professor. 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked.
rain falling now. Sometimes what's good turns to bad. Others being so happy seems so sad.
Rain.
with the old professor on 90.9 WOMY. Hey, good morning to you, 11:41. And our past set here, hoping for rain. We heard about a fool in the rain. That was Led Zeppelin. Prince was before that. Bathing in some purple rain. And starting us out is the Average White Band, a two for Tuesday. And Stop the Rain. No, keep it coming, keep it coming, keep it coming. Come on. Yeah, we need the rain. I'm glad you're alongside. Hey, a little bit near from now, we got to Scope Out with Soph. And hope you enjoy the music. If you enjoy this bumper music we've been playing between sets, it's by jazz artist David Sanborn. And the name of the album was A Change of Heart. I love that jazz. Yeah. Well, get to a point in the program where we take a look back, being the city historian, and with SUNY Oneonta celebrating 135 years this year, take a look back in history of what was going on here on the SUNY Oneonta campus. So glad you asked. There wasn't much or such a thing as home ec or human ecologies as a major yet, but there were fashion classes, and the State Times told how one class went to a dress factory on Chestnut Street where owners Charles and Meyer Unger gave students a tour. In case you're wondering, that's the marketplace on Chestnut Street. The factory made dresses under the brand name of Jonathan Logan, sold locally and nationwide. IRC had a different meeting back then. State Teachers College had the International Relations Club, as did many colleges at the time. There was a conference in Washington, D.C., and State Teachers College sent three delegates to the event at Georgetown University. The theme of the conference? The United States in World Politics, 1949, this week. We have many international students here at SUNY Oneonta. In 1949, it was big news when a student from Greece came here to study. She was Catherine Cariani from the town of Halandri, just outside of Athens. Sure, we made her welcome here. And some advertisers of this week included Bagnardi's Shoe Repair. They repaired shoes back then, yeah. Sherman's Taxi with their 24-hour service. Decker's Bakery. And their quote is, more enjoyment with yours with long playing records. At Hills. Vinyl, of course. And it was in downtown Oneonta. That's some of the stuff that was going on what was a small campus off the hill in 1949 before the big campus came to be. Not time to clear out, but I think kind of take us back to the mood of 1949. We'll dust off some old school vinyl here. We heard Led Zeppelin. Now we're going to hear big band music. Where else can you hear it but on college radio? You got it. 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked. 90.9 WONY. Artie Shaw, big band era. How about that? Non-stop flight. I got to get a flight out of here, you know? In fact, I'm going to give thanks. I'm going to take next Tuesday off. So there. So I'll see you in a couple of weeks. It's been a joy being with you for the last couple of hours. Scope Out with Soap is coming up next. So stay with us. We're going to head out of here with Quail Johnson. This is Bittersweet on 90.9 WONY. I'm going to hunt me down a green tea with my name on it. See yous.
Hey, did you hear? The school has a radio.
What you talking about, dearie?
Only 90.9. They play bangers only.
Ah, indubitably.
Only 90.9 FM Oneonta. Keep it locked in.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry.